Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My voice held out. Yes, bestie. Chest infection. Who?
I'm Leon.
I'm Tegan.
And welcome to Good Time.
Not a long time.
A weekly comedy podcast where we vant, do random quizzes, discuss the latest news, and give out questionable advice. But first,
here's the rundown.
In this week's episode, Tegan gets passionate about chemicals.
Chemicals. Let me point out chemicals.
Leon raises an issue.
And
Someone else makes a ketchup, babes. Calm down.
No, that's the issue. That is the issue, right?
And Tegan shares an idea.
Let me just shit near your house. And
now, without wasting any time, let's get straight into the podcast. Wow. Well, hello, stranger. Long time no see. Where were you last week?
Where was I last week? What was I doing?
Or the week before as well.
What? Have I been gone that long?
You've been gone for a while.
What have I been doing?
It's been a while.
Oh, last week I was on training.
Yeah.
What was I doing the week before? Was I sick the week before that?
I actually can't remember what we did the week before. I think you might have been there, to be fair. It's Ellie who's been slacking. Even today, she's skiving.
Oh, yeah, she's just a dick. No, I love you.
Right. No, Ellie's not skiving. We had a bit of a technical issue this morning. I say this morning, it's this afternoon.
Oh, is it afternoon, mate?
Yeah, it's afternoon. But because I wake up that early, well, not that early, because I wake up that late in the morning, to me, it's still kind of morning for me. Afternoon hits later on. But yeah, we had a technical difficulty at the very beginning. And unfortunately, Ellie's microphone could not connect to her Chromebook. Now, there's a bit of a debate whether or not it's the Chromebook that's at fault, whether the microphone's dodgy. I'm going to blame it on the Chromebook, and I'm also going to blame it on her brother Adam as well for changing it.
Oh, see, I've just read what happens if a chest infection goes untreated. So it says bronchitis. This one site is obsessed with bronchitis. I've been diagnosed with bronchitis about 12 times from it, and I've not got a single symptom of bronchitis apart from a cough. Anyway, it says bacterial bronchitis can lead to pneumonia if not treated promptly. But the majority of people respond well to treatment, so I'll be fine. But then the NHS have said, these symptoms can be unpleasant, but they usually get better on their own. In about 7 to 10 days, the mucus can last up to 3 weeks. So it's fine. I'm all right.
That's if it's bronchitis. It could be anything moment. You've literally been ill for, I don't know how long now.
3 weeks.
It's been ages.
What seems to happen? This morning, just really worse is this morning, I just had snot. I didn't even have a cough. And I was like, oh my God, it's gone. I've got no cough anymore. And then, as soon as I said that, I started like coughing me back up and not been able to stop since. So it's wonderful. I'm coughing that much, I'm nearly pissing myself.
Yep.
Because I just can't, like it's so hard when I probably have like a little coughing fit. I can't cope. I'm nearly gagging.
You've been an absolute mess. And every single time I hear your voice notes that you send across on Snapchat, it's a coughing fit every 5 seconds.
I love how my mum hears this, she's going to fucking murder me. But I was like, yesterday morning or the day before, I was walking to work and I was trying to like take a big breath, but I could actually fucking hear crackling in my chest. Like I could feel it crackling. I thought, that's not a good sign.
That is not okay.
I've got asthma as well, so I should know that this is not a good sign. Like my manager at work keeps going, Tegan, you need to be taking your inhaler. And I'm like, yeah, but I never take it. Like I'm all right, I'm breathing. She's like, you're really not breathing very well though. I'm like, I'm fine. I'll be all right. It's quite shocking. I've not had an asthma attack. Like, you know, I probably have had mini ones, but it's quite shocking I've never been hospitalised with my asthma. I'm so bad.
It really is.
The docs have been trying to get hold of me because I'm meant to be having my asthma review, but they cancelled it on the day it was. And then obviously, you're not allowed in my job, you're not allowed your phone with you. So I didn't know they'd rescheduled it. They didn't tell me. So then she phoned me twice on Thursday. She phoned me yesterday and she said, I'm in till 4. You've got to like let me know. But I had my lunch at 10 and she texted me at like 12. So I was like, well, I didn't know. I got out at 5 and she's like, I had to fill out a survey. It can take up to 28 days for them to get back to me on it. I'm like, well, I don't know what you meant to fucking say. Like, my job is not, it does not work getting a doctor's appointment. It's not possible. You've got a phone at 8 in the morning. I've been in work since 7:30 and I'm needed in the numbers. And then I don't finish till five, half five most times.
You should be on the sick, though. You should be on the sick leave and the sick pay.
I can't do that to me little cherubs, can I?
You can. It's called self-care. Self-healing. It's necessary.
I just love my job so much.
Oh, of course, 100% we know. But it'll be marked on your gravestone that, you know, your famous last words were, yeah, if it's bronchitis, it's only a mucus build-up for 3 weeks. I'm fine.
I'll live. Don't worry. As I keep saying, I'm not lucky enough to die. Like, I'm just not. What would actually happen would be even worse. I'd probably get some, like, really severe thing that I'd, like, be like being dead, but I have to live through it. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's what it'd be.
Oh, like, when you become, like, paralysed.
Something stupid like that. No, I mean stupid
saying
for me.
Saying something say, stupid
I'm
like,
I'm saying
I
stupid
love
because
it'll
be stupid because I'm the one who's caused it. I could have prevented it and I've just not.
There have been many opportunities for you to go to the doctors. Yeah, everything's opening up.
Even Liz, my manager, has actually said to you, you can go and phone the doctor that like, you need to do it and get some antibiotics. And I'm like, I'll be all right.
At least get some sort of diagnosis.
No.
At least.
I like risking it for a chucky biscuit. And then fly on the edge.
Okay, you can have more chalky biscuits without coughing them up every like 5 seconds.
That's all right. The thing is, usually the sign of infection is something green, right? Yes.
Yeah.
All the mucus that I've got is clear, apart from there's been about 4 days throughout the entire time where it's green, which to me says it's not an infection.
It could be anything though.
Do you know what I was thinking about? Do you remember in high school in year 11 when I had like about 2 weeks straight off?
Yeah.
I had loads of time off in year 11. What am I talking about? But it was where I had 2 weeks straight and then it was like basically 3 weeks because it was a holiday straight after it. Well, I'd been to the doctor and they said, you've got a really bad chest infection. And the woman described to me, she said, your lungs, from what I can hear, is like, imagine eczema, right, on the skin, but on the inside of your lungs, all moisture.
Yeah.
So like water just full of like eczema-y skin. And that's just, I think about that often. I think, how am I still alive? That should have killed me off there and then. That's grim. I'm embarrassed that you even know that. Do you know, and at that moment I should have thought, do you know what, maybe it is time I start taking my inhalers and start taking care of myself.
Maybe it is time to get help, you know.
Probably not. Although I do want to share something quite interesting. I have had this sudden inner urge in my life. I mean, not at this moment in time, because I don't think I'd have last 5 seconds because I cannot fucking breathe, but to go to the gym.
Okay.
No, you laugh, right? When I used to go to the gym, I used to love the gym. Do you know what is the biggest struggle for me? Getting to the gym.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the biggest struggle was seeing one of your teachers at the gym at the same time.
That was triggering. Rest in peace, bestie. But going to the gym, like I'm actually quite good on a fucking treadmill. An hour, easy.
Really?
Yeah, I love
an hour.
Maybe not an hour, like a good 30 minutes.
10 minutes.
No, I love treadmill. I love a treadmill.
How fast on the treadmill though? Is it like
I don't know.
A slow jog?
It's not walking, it's probably a slow jog.
Okay.
Possibly a bit more. You've got to remember, is I will not take my inhaler to the gym because that's embarrassing. Do you know what else I love? I love spin classes, I've said before. I love cycling. If I got a bike, I'd be on bike rides all the time. I love cycling.
I'll believe
so
it when
fun.
I see it.
Yeah, I won't do it well because I'm not going to buy a bike. Like, they're expensive.
Well, I even go to the gym and go on the treadmill.
Yeah, but again, you're not listening to my point. If I could drive, which I'm not going to learn to do anytime soon, but if I could drive, that would be dead easy. But it's the getting there and getting back. I can't cope with it. I don't want to have to walk to the gym. I'll get the bus. That's effort.
Surely, if you go into the gym, surely walking is a really healthy way to get to the gym to be healthy.
Don't care. I also really like yoga.
Okay.
I'm actually quite good at it.
Oh yeah, because you're just really weirdly flexible.
Yeah, weirdly and not though. Like it's hard to explain. I used to be really flexible. Do you know what it is? Apparently, I think I'm. There's a certain word for it. There's a certain position that if you can sit in it, it means you've got some sort of like thing. And most people have it and don't realize it, but it's a bit special. So yeah. Did I tell you about me finding out I've got this thing called Ehlers-Danlos syndrome? Possibly.
You've just got every single.
No, this is genuine. Someone was watching The Chase, and it was a question on The Chase. Yeah. And it said like. Ehlers-Danlos syndrome is majorly diagnosed by doing what? And it was one of the answers was being able to touch your nose with your tongue, right? I can do that perfectly fine, absolutely easy. So almost like, Tegan, go and read the symptoms. I read them. I have a lot of the symptoms. It's quite interesting.
What are the symptoms?
There's several types, but it's joint hypermobility, which would explain the flexibility.
Okay.
Right? So increased range of joint movement. Stretchy skin or fragile skin that breaks or bruises easily. My skin bruises really easily. When I was younger, I used to be tested for leukemia all the time because of how easily I bruised. I've had many a blood test for that. So joint hypermobility, which can have. Extreme tiredness, bestie. I'm always ready for a nap. Always. Joint pain or clicking joints all the time. Skin that bruises easily all the time. So, digestive problems such as heartburn, 1 million. I sometimes have to sleep upright just to stop my fucking throat from being on fire from heartburn. It's ridiculous. No, I've not got them ones. And then listen to this one. Listen to this one. Problems with bladder control.
Oh, wow.
It's yep, fucking it's... me.
You know what? That's hit the nail on the head. That has done it for me.
Tell me about it. So yeah.
What is
there's no
what
cure
is
for
having
it.
This?
Nothing. Okay. Like you just know you've got it. Like there's nothing they can really do. Depending on how severe, which I've clearly got it quite mild, if I've got it, but yeah.
That is mad. I swear, if you were to spend an entire day at a hospital just to get like a bunch of tests done. You'd probably come back with a majority of
no, honestly. But issues me and my manager were talking the other day, and she was like, "Tegan," she was like, "I swear I've got ADHD." And I was like, "No, Liz, because I feel you. Like, stop it." And she was like, "No." She went, I was on the bus stop with Elaine, because that's where they go sometimes. You sit at the bus stop on the lunch, or they're just out the building having like a little break. And she was like, "I was just there, and I just wanted to smack Elaine in the face, so I was just trying to stop myself, but I just kept making really random noises, like I had Tourette's." And I was like.
Well, making noises to stop yourself from hitting.
But then the worst part is like
your colleague.
Yeah, but the worst part is I completely understand what she's saying. Like I get really stupid things in my head that I have to do it, and if I don't, I just get a bit twitchy. Like, I can't explain. Like, and then I was talking to someone, one of the new girls who started, and she was like, "No," because she went, "I once threw sand in my mum's face, knowing what was going to happen." But I was like, "I'm sorry, mum, I just had to do it. Like, I just had to do it."
This is psychopathic.
It's intrusive.
There's no
thoughts.
Control.
Like a few months back, I had the mug in my hand and I tried to smash it off the door in front of my mum. I was like, "Mum, I really have to say it, because if I don't, I'm going to do it, but I need to smash this mug off the door because I just need to see it smash. I don't know why." It's just really...
How about the mug that you wasn't supposed to break?
So mum has these knitting mugs. They're yeah. from Scapegees, which is a brand of wool, and they have like a really cute poem on, and they're limited edition for like some fucking bullshit, I don't know. But it's a good mug, right? There's two of them, but it's a good mug. And I couldn't find another good mug that I really like. Because my mugs are quite small or really, really big. Well, that's just like an ample size. And I didn't want a really small drink. I didn't want a big one. So I'd been using it. My mum had seen it. And she was like, "Tegan, stop. If you're going to break that, like, I'll kill you. Joking." But I thought she was being serious. So I was like, "I won't break it. It's fine." Well, then last Sunday, I decided to take the mug. So I'd used it the night before. I woke up, decided to take it downstairs. But I was taking my washing down, which is I put in like a little wash bag that like has handles. And I carried it down. In the same hand, forgetting, I just completely forgot the mug even existed. I don't even know how I... It's so stupid, because how would you forget something's in your hand? But I really did. So I went to just drop the washing bag so I could start putting the washing in the washing machine. I dropped it. Next minute, I just heard a smash and I thought, fuck. Right, instantly. I thought, no, she's going to murder me. So my brothers and my stepdad were out and my mum was asleep still, because it was like about 9-ish on a weekend. So I was like, I just remember looking at it and I just thought, fuck, what do I do? And I just sat there for a good 5 minutes, thought, right, I need to fucking hide the evidence before Dave gets back. So I quickly just put, so the mug's fine, it's just the handle. So I've put the handle, the bits, it broke into three parts. I put the handle back inside the cup and ran upstairs and just hid it in my room. So then I came back downstairs, I thought, I'm just going to put the washing on, just pretend it's not happened. And I thought, I'm going to have to fucking replace it. So I went online, because it's limited edition, there's only 1,000 made. I found one place that was selling them from America. £41 I had to pay because of £16 shipping. And then anyway, I was like, I went in work and I was telling everyone, and like Liz was like, "Well, she did tell you not to fucking break it." I was like, "No, but I didn't." It wasn't like I broke it.
Thanks, Liz. I was like, "That's helpful."
I was like, "Read the room, Liz." Like, I know, but I have, all right. So then I'm like, "What the fuck do I do?" So I ordered it and like whatever. So I came home and I was sat talking to her, and every time I was looking at her, I just wanted to burst out laughing because I'm just pure nervousness. So I went, right. And we were talking about something, I went, right, I'm trying to be honest. She went, "What are you on about?" And I just told her what had happened. And she just looked at me and went, "Are you a dickhead?" I went, "What do you mean? Are you a dickhead?" She went, "I was joking, Tegan. I've got a yellow one." She went, "A £9 mug you paid 40 something pounds for." It's like, yes, I see.
On your wage as well. That
I
is.
Know.
It's a lot.
So like, I kept mentioning it. And my mum kept saying, you need to like cancel it. I went, "No, because I've broken it." She went, "Tegan, just leave it. It's fine." I went, "No." I went, "I've got my yellow one. It's absolutely fine." She went, "If I didn't want them to get broke, they wouldn't be usable mugs." I went, "They're in the cupboard to be used." So then anyway, I ended up getting my refund.
Wow. Just the fact that you nearly spent £40 on a mug.
Mm.
Just because you accidentally broke
one. My mum was
one.
Going as well. She went, "Because coming from America, you have to be careful. They don't end up taxing you again."
Yeah. That is true.
Imagine is 100, true. 100 quid each a mug, Mum. You bitch.
Do you even spend that much when it's like her birthday or Mother's Day or something?
I did on a 40th, I think.
Okay.
In theory, I thought a 40th cost a lot of money, really.
Yeah, because in theory, it might have been a bit too much.
No.
You know,
because I bought all
£40
and
£100 on a mug.
Yeah. And that bag was like, I can't remember how much my bag was. In total, and the gas can. Do you know how much helium canisters are? They are so expensive. £23?
Well, helium is predicted to run out entirely. Like, there's going to be no more helium left on Earth. It's a gas that is disappearing.
You want to see some real speed, bitch? I'm joking. Really? That's interesting.
I know, it's mad. I don't know where I read that from, but it's happening. Something that slightly annoyed me when I woke up this morning. Everybody who listened to last week's podcast are probably going to be thinking, all right, here we go again. Because I went on a rant on the podcast last week, just about random things. And I want to do it again, because when I woke up this morning, I watched a video of this woman who she was reorganizing groceries and whatnot. I don't know what, like, she was stocking up on things. And I was watching it. I was like, what is the actual point of doing this? What is that? I understand the ones where it's like, you know, she opens a multi-pack of crisps and then she stores the packet of crisps somewhere. You know, she goes a bit the extra mile by like getting a container and whatnot and then presenting it all neatly and whatnot. But the thing that really annoys me is when she got juice cartons and then put the juice from the juice carton in another bottle. What is the point? And then also with soap as well, with like hand wash soap, she got a bottle of soap, unscrewed it, put it in another bottle and labelled it soap. It's like, why not just keep the original bottle? That's what I don't understand.
So
and that's
do
what
you know what I
me.
Want to say? Right, this whole like thing of like, you know, like organisation, like let's pour this from this bottle into this bottle because it looks prettier, right? Yeah. The whole reason why these reusable containers were a thing is because you're meant to be zero waste. So you're meant to go to a zero waste shop and complete there from a massive big load of stuff, fill it up to what you need. Do you know what I mean? Do you get what, like zero waste shops, you know how they work?
Yeah.
That's what they're for. But the dickheads of social media have decided that you are wasting so much plastic, at least people who, like normal people like us who go and buy a bottle of fairy liquid, we fucking use the bottle till it's all gone. They aren't even doing that. It's completely wasteful. It's so,
I know.
So
when
stupid.
They transfer the soap from one bottle to another bottle, I know full well that they haven't got all the soap from that original bottle
when
they put it in the other one.
Yeah, and do you know who pisses me off the most? I say as I'm wearing one of her fucking lovely things she's made with Tesco. Fucking Mrs. Hinch. I swear to God, that bitch does my dick in.
No idea who that is.
So she's like this woman who we got big on Instagram for cleaning, right? Now, I completely, okay. I'm not against what she did. She made a lot of people who were depression and stuff, people because she made cleaning like a fun thing to do, right? That is great. But this woman, she does my dick in. And now, she started this whole trend, unintentionally, of people cleaning things. I go on TikTok and I get them recommended sometimes. And it's like, and it has like loads of like pink emojis, right? So it's people mixing about 75 different cleaning chemicals, let me point out chemicals, right? Of pink variety or whatever colour they've chosen, or rainbow or whatever, and just rubbing it about the place to clean some of it. No, you are going to kill yourself. Literally, you are breathing in toxic fumes. You don't mix cleaners. You don't. Literally says it on the bottle. It's so stupid.
Another thing that annoys me as well is cooking TikToks where they record essentially like every step of the process and they flare it up a bit, they make it look fancy and whatnot. And I just sit there thinking, recording that footage for TikTok probably resulted in the meal taking about 3 hours longer than it should have done to create. Because I can imagine them going, okay, right, I've set everything up now. And then what I'm going to do is I'm gonna get the knife and I'm going to slice it like really, really elegantly across
the board.
Do you know
what pisses
me off? And I'm going to record it and...
About cooking things. Fucking Jamie Oliver now. Forget what Jamie Oliver has done to his country, which is fucking ruin it.
Yeah.
He did this whole thing on Channel 4. I've seen someone else talk about this on TikTok, but it is so true what this guy says, because my mum used to watch it for like cooking ideas. Now, the whole point of this whole show is like cooking at home with Jamie. So it's like normal meals, right? With things you have around the house to make a really nice meal. Next minute, this posh twat would go about the gaff and he'd go, let me go and get some aubergine from his fucking garden. Are you taking the piss? Like, no one has...
Do you not have an aubergine garden to
like,
eat
most it? Of us don't have... I fucking live in a concrete jungle, mate. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I've not got a bit of grass in my garden. Like, I was like... And that's just showing off. Like, there's no reason for him to have done that. He could have just said, get an aubergine. But instead, he has to be a prick about things. That sums up Jamie Oliver. I want piss on my nips on fire.
Yeah. Got rid of the really good school meals and then replaced it with whatever crap they're serving now. The thing about cooking shows, though, is they have someone called a home economist. And that is a person who, in the background, cooks the meal.
So, I know.
When the chef or whatnot moves on to the next stage, it's always been like pre-prepared and pre-cooked.
It's a joke.
The home economist does the cooking, not the actual chef. And you might argue, yeah, but you know, they can cook. Yeah, the chefs can cook. It's just like, because some people watch these TV shows and think, oh, I need to match my dish to theirs. And it just doesn't work because, why? Because you've not got somebody in your back cupboard cooking the meal for you.
That's what it says. Express my distaste to Jamie Oliver, to be fair. Do you know which man I don't hate, though?
Derek Shepherd?
Obviously not. Never. Actually, no.
Abby Styles?
Pre-season 11, Derek Shepherd, actually. Season 11, Derek. No, because he kisses someone else behind his wife's back. Tragic. But
okay.
Do you know who? Genuinely, Jake Ballard. Oh, my God. That man. Yes, please.
I do not know who he is.
Okay, so funnily, he was in Grey's Anatomy. He played Henry, and even Henry was actually. Do you know what? He plays some fucking good men. Oh my God! Sorry, Henry. I didn't like Teddy Oatman in Grey's Anatomy, so I didn't really care for the storyline. But I'm just thinking, he literally played a very similar character. Oh my God! You just have to watch it. I will. Do you know? I'm going to admit it. For different reasons, it's better than Grey's Anatomy.
Right. Okay. You're going to hate me for this. Mm-hmm. This just reminds me of something. So, because I was going to respond with. Oh, yeah, well, you say that I should watch it. I'm probably not going to watch it, just like I haven't watched Line of Duty. I spoiled the ending of Line of Duty by accident for myself, so there's no point of me watching Line of Duty.
No, there is.
No, because I know who, what is it, H is.
Why? What? How? No, honestly, because you know what? I'm going to admit it now. Now you know who H is. That was the shittiest ending to a fucking amazing, great show. I'm sorry, yeah. That was a shit in. So actually, you still need to watch it because up until that moment, it's a great fucking show.
No, but because surely, like, part of the mystery is, you know, who is this mysterious person?
No, because there's other stuff that goes on as well. Like, you just have to watch it. It's so good.
I ruined it for myself accidentally because I was watching...
Scandal is probably on Line of Duty's level of good, if not more.
Again, I've not watched neither, so I wouldn't know. But I was watching the Big Fat Quiz of everything. Oh no, Big Fat Quiz of 2021, I think it was. And one of the questions was about H from Line of Duty. And
yeah.
they showed a picture of his face. So I don't know.
Yeah, I was so fumes about that. It was Lizzie's 40th. I was there and I actually went home early so I could watch the finale. And I watched it and I was like, are you taking the piss?
Yeah. What a way. You could have got bladdered instead.
I could have. Fumes.
Oh, shame. But anyway, I think it's now time to move on to In What World?
In this world.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This week's top stories. A mystery rocket has crashed on the moon and no one on Earth is owning up.
I bet this week was fucking hard to find articles, to be fair.
It really was, with all the stuff going on. But anyway, Heinz Ketchup could be going.
Fucking good.
And EA does an oopsie. I'm Leon and this is In What World?
In this world.
Right, so our first news topic for this week.
You just cut me off.
Is a... Oh, actually, I couldn't hear you. That's why it's Discord again.
Oh, I just need weed.
Okay, right. So, a mystery rocket has crashed on the moon and nobody is owning up to it. NASA scientists have been left baffled at who was behind the launch and why its impact was spread over two distinct craters. No one on Earth has claimed responsibility for owning the rocket and NASA cannot explain why the impact created two craters when it crashed. A vast hunk of metal was travelling at 3.3 miles a second and when it smashed into the moon's surface On March the 4th, new images taken by NASA's Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter show that the impact was unlike anything they have ever seen before. So when a rocket usually crashes on the surface of the moon, it leaves one crater. Yet this time, when this mysterious rocket crashed, it left two craters, and nobody knows why. Do you have anything to say about that?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. It's the moon, it's not my problem.
Did you know, actually, that on the moon, on the moon's surface, there you will find a lot of bags of astronaut feces, because they get their little poop bags and they just throw it on the surface of the moon. So already, without even...
The dirty little fuckers.
I know, without even moving to the moon, you know, without even creating a moon colony,
you know,
we're already...
Humans are a disease. The day we go extinct is the day the world celebrates. I swear to God. Oh my God.
I know.
That's fucking vile.
Yeah. And
fucking rank.
Rockets crash a lot on the moon as well. So, you know, we're also just using it as a rocket junkyard.
Fucking rank.
I know.
Oh, I feel like, stop it. Put your feces somewhere else, you fucking dirty twats. Oh, let me just shit near your house and just fucking leave it on your fucking yard. Prick.
Yeah, exactly. Tegan for Moon Mayor.
No.
Take this crap and go.
Literally, that's fucking rank.
Well, yeah, so, I mean, what are your thoughts on nobody on Earth being able to own up to this mysterious
rocket
crash?
Well, someone's fucking done it, hasn't it? Do you know what I mean? It's either aliens or it's one of fucking us. And do you know what? It was surprised me it was one of us and we're fucking lying and can't tell the truth. I'm at war with Ukraine. Why don't I just fucking start one up on the fucking moon?
Yeah, against nothing.
And now he knows he's fucked. So he's like, oh, it wasn't me. Because everyone who says it's not them's telling the truth. Fuck you off.
Okay. Well, anyway, we always love a good little space asshole on the podcast. It always goes down a treat, I'd
say. I just don't like the space. It freaks me out.
We know.
And it also,
we know.
It pisses me off a little bit, actually. And do you know what? I've realised what it is. If we are this tiny little planet in this type, why the fuck do I have to pay taxes? Why do I have to... That pisses me off.
Because...
Why do I have to work? It's okay. Calm down now.
But yeah, anyway, in other news, no more Heinz tomato ketchup. The cost of living crisis could be set to take away your favourite Heinz items as the brand has demanded a 30% price increase and Tesco has stopped restocking them. So pretty much, because of the whole cost of living situation, we might not be able to have any more Heinz or Heinz ketchup.
Okay, so here's the thing.
And that's also including, you know, the Heinz products like beans, mayonnaise.
Right, now I'm offended. Don't fuck with the mayonnaise and don't fuck with spaghetti and sausage.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? That takes piss. Heinz beans are fucking shit, so I don't give a fuck
what?
About them. No.
Heinz beans are the best.
No, Branson's. Always a Branson's gal.
Who does the tinned full breakfast? Is that Heinz or is that someone else? Or is that just like a Tesco's own?
That's fucking rank.
Remember.
Who the fuck gets that? But
me?
Tomato ketchup, I don't give a fuck about.
How could you not like tomato ketchup?
The only time I have tomato ketchup on anything is omelette or scrambled eggs, and that's because it gets rid of the smell, not because I like the taste. Because I can't sometimes stand the smell of... It knocks me a bit sick of
well,
egg.
What are you going to do when Heinz ketchup is no longer there?
I'll just use like barbecue sauce or something. I'll suck it up.
Okay. Well, that's vile.
I'll
barbecue
suck it
sauce
up.
On an omelette.
I'll get over it. You're talking to the girl who has an egg... like sandwich, like fried egg on toast or bread and puts mayonnaise on it. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't tell me that.
That is... No.
I don't like ketchup. I'm not a fan. I don't mind it on, like, it was already on the bit. Like, it's fine, but I would not... It's not a sauce I reach for. I would never have ketchup and chips. That's fucking vile.
That... What?
Dirty
no.
fucker.
But the thing is, like, chips is something that you can have them with anything. You know, you
mayonnaise,
can have them with gravy,
barbecue
mayonnaise,
sauce,
salt and pepper,
fucking tomato
things
sauce.
Like that. No, no.
No, it's rank.
I will always, always go for tomato ketchup instead of barbecue sauce for chips.
I am always mayonnaise.
It's just mayonnaise.
Yeah. Do you know, I remember once there was a conversation that happened in high school. It was someone saying, how did I hear this? It might have been on the internet, but I was in high school anyway. And someone was saying, like, they couldn't eat mayonnaise because they once decided to take a mouthful of mayonnaise and it just knocked them sick. So I decided to go home and try a mouthful of mayonnaise. And I'm going to be honest, I didn't hate it.
You are vile. That is disgusting.
It. Didn't hate it. Not against it. Actually, a bit of a vibe.
And I
don't care.
This is where the issues started.
Do you know,
this,
there was also
really
someone I used to work with said that she couldn't have mayonnaise because she was on a night out once, went to the chipper, got like chips and mayonnaise and the lad that she was with was a mate made a joke saying, "Oh, do you know that's definitely mayonnaise?" Obviously hinting that it was semen. And ever since she's been put off by mayonnaise. She told me that story. I couldn't give a fuck. Tastes nice. It's all right. Do you know what I mean? I like.
So are you telling me you haven't experienced properly the mix between mayonnaise and tomato ketchup?
Oh, yeah. I used to it when I was a kid. I used to like it when I was a kid.
Yeah. Like that combination is top tier.
They now mayonnaise. Make it in a bottle called saucy sauce.
Is that by Heinz?
Yep.
Yeah, but they're going. Heinz are going.
Oh, well. And someone else will make tomato ketchup, babes. Calm down.
No, that's the issue. That is the issue, right? Every single other tomato ketchup product that I have tasted is disgusting. It should not be tomato ketchup. Heinz tomato ketchup is elite tier ketchup.
I will admit Everything Heinz mayonnaise is the best. It's the best. And Hellmann's is supposed to be the best, but Hellmann's is shit. Also, why does, you know when you get sauce in the packet?
Yeah.
Why is that different to when it's in the bottle? That really offends everything in there. And the jar's different as well.
I've never experienced any difference, to be fair.
They do. They do. That's because you have rank tomato ketchup, you fucking nonce.
What do you mean rank tomato? Wow. Okay, right. Our final news story for this week is that EA has caused a bit of controversy this morning on Twitter. And that is, they sent out a tweet. You know, they were trying to be funny. They were trying to be quirky, you know, as big corporations do on Twitter. But they sent out a tweet which majorly offended a lot of players, you know, a lot of people who play games.
Of course. Standard. Yeah.
They tweeted, "She's a 10, but she only likes solo player games." And that sent the entire Twitter community into an absolute spiral. Because
are they taking
EA, they've essentially slagged off, you know, single player games.
The whole of the Sims fucking franchise, then, bestie. Apart
exactly.
from one single multiplayer.
One of their biggest franchises, The Sims, is single player. Their most anticipated game coming up, Star Wars.
I enjoy
Fallen.
Playing games alone, babes, EA. Because you know what I can't deal with? Annoying little pricks. Playing fucking Far Cry early on is something else. Let's watch the fucking cutscene. No, let's fucking play the game.
How are you supposed to enjoy the story if you don't watch the cutscenes?
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, so it's angered a lot of people, and a lot of people have also brought EA's multiplayer games as well to light, such as their Battlefield 2042, their Anthem game, as well as Battlefield 5, where they basically just slated it and thought, yeah, well, it's not like we've got much of an option when your multiplayer options as well are also absolutely shocking. So people are basically just hitting back at them and saying that it's a really bad mistake that they've made, that they tried to, you know, tried to be quirky by tweeting that, but it just went down like a lead balloon. One community that has been angering the most is obviously the Sims community. Every single bloody month or like a couple of months, this EA charges extortionate prices for packs for this single player Sims experience. And they have the audacity to slag off the single player
EA are just
franchise.
Pricks. But they know they've got the market, so, yeah.
For the time being, yeah, but, you know, I really hope that, much like with City Skylines and SimCity, I really hope that Paralives or some sort of other developer come in and just wipe the floor with The Sims. Because I'm done with the franchise. I'm done with it. I am done with the way that they have been handling the packs and just drip feeding content, and then the bar is set so low we get excited when the smallest things happen, such as, oh my word, teenagers are getting content for once. Woo! It's ridiculous.
I said I like The Sims 4. I'm not gonna go back on my words. There's parts I hate, but I love it more than Sims 3, and I can't get The Sims 2 on my laptop, so
I just love The Sims 3. Sims 3 will
always
be there for me.
Do you know what was the best Sims? And I'm gonna say it now, The Sims 1. Genuinely, that game was challenging. No one expected too much of it because it was the first of its kind. It was a good game and it was a good time.
I'm going to dispute that though, because there's a lot of things in Sims 1 which it just restricted you a lot.
But that's the point.
Whereas
no one
The Sims 2, it refined all of that stuff. On
yeah,
Sims
I know
1.
It did, but The Sims 1, like, there was nothing to compare it to, so it made everyone was just happy with it. You get
I'd
what
still
I'm saying?
The Sims 2. I'd still say The Sims 2.
Hindsight's a lovely thing, Leon. If everyone had hindsight, no one would ever make a fucking mistake. You know what I mean?
Right. That should have been that, you know, The Sims 1 is better than The Sims 2 then.
The Sims 1 is better. It is.
It's not.
It's the original.
It's
my childhood.
Sometimes the original isn't always the best.
I used to love it. Oh my God, right, off topic. How did I not mention this? Last weekend, everyone, I said, oh my God, Leon, Glastonbury's on. Like, there's people there that we're going to go see at Leeds. Like, it's a little hint into what the set's going to be like. Do you know what I mean? Leon was like, yeah, I've seen Glastonbury. It's too muddy for me. Are you taking the piss? I told my mum, she looked at me, she went, does he know what he's fucking in for? I went, I don't think he fucking does, to be fair. You're still in a fucking field, mate.
Yeah.
I can't believe you said this.
Because you said that, you know, Leeds was the tamer version. So when I saw the pictures of Glastonbury, of just all the chaos that was happening, I was thinking, that is tragic. But if Leeds is tamer than that, then I think I'll be okay.
Yeah, because Glastonbury is tamer in a sense of it's a smaller festival, because Glastonbury is the biggest in the UK. But it's rougher in other ways. It's rougher in other ways.
Well, yeah, anyway, I think it's our time to move on to Tegan's segment, Agony Ant.
Okay, for this week's problem is, so you've got a best friend, right? And actually, you've got more than one friend. Yay! Besties! Can I just point out, all the children at my nursery now, that's what they do to each other. They'll go, besties! How iconic. What have you learned?
You've infected them.
Actually, no, I've got two that I could possibly do. I'm just going to go for the first, the original one. Basically, you've got a friend, just one. And you want him to play a certain game that you've been asking for, like, nearly a year, and he still hasn't. How do you know about getting to play this game? Because I need to prove that my place is just better.
Okay.
Because what I feel is...
I mean, this is your agony aunt.
Yeah. Because what I feel is, with this friend,
yeah,
I always play games that are on his turf that he's good at, but he's just not experiencing the games that I'm good at, you know?
Is this in the perspective of the person who's written the question in?
Yeah. So...
Okay.
How would you get them to play it, you know?
What game is it?
It's a nice, relaxed, chill one. Very much about real life, really. Like, I'm in 50 grand debt. could possibly be Animal Crossing.
Oh, yeah.
I just think, it, you know, I just want to be able to visit that person's island and just say, fucking look at mine. Mine's the shit compared to yours. Mine's fucking, everyone wants to be where I am.
Well, yours, in my opinion, shit. Animal Crossing is not really that much of an intriguing game. I'd really struggle to essentially.
Are you taking the piss?
If I was this person, that is.
It's such an intriguing game. Like, do you know what it's really nice at? Like, when it's late at night and you want to play a game, but you're trying to wind down.
But that's what The Sims is for. If you want to wind down, play The Sims.
No, because you, right. He plays The Sims like the most boring thing I've ever seen in my life. There's no way. Where's the storyline? It's just him, he has kids, and he goes to work. Mine? Oh yeah, my God. Then, I'm sleeping with a neighbour's wife's daughter just for a bit of a laugh. I have flavour.
I like perfection. Okay, I like perfection in my Sims gameplay. You know, it's the perfect family. And then it's my
children.
I just want you to visit
Slaggington. That's all I'm asking for. I just want you to visit. Although, actually, I restarted the whole fucking game, so it's a bit shit at the moment.
Just imagine the amount or how big that place would be if you would have continued playing it all the way back when. What was it, last year? And then continues it every day until today. It could literally be the world in your head right now.
It could, but you won't see it anyway, so it won't fucking matter.
You could showcase it on, like, Snapchat or something. No. I don't know.
Do you know how big fucking the island is? Is it that would take about 20 fucking Snapchats? Wow, bestie.
And so we'll be able to see the world inside your head, but in Animal Crossing form. But yeah, no, it's a game for me that's just, it's like Minecraft for me. Like, you know, the concept of Minecraft is great and everything. It would only give me about 5 minutes of joy.
You've never even played it, though.
I have. I've got the game. I watched my sister play it.
You watched your sister play it, exactly.
It was boring. It was boring to look at. I was like thinking, oh, my word.
No, but it's not
this
when you're
involved. This is tragic.
Like, there's nothing more I want to fix in my life than being 50 grand in debt to Tom Nook, which I fucking hate the man. But I don't want to be in debt. So, like, I will fish till my heart's fucking tent.
I feel like you should just get the PlayStation Plus Extra and have a look at the games in there.
No, because I'm really fucking
broadening your horizons.
No, I'm broadening my horizons. It's literally called Animal Crossing New Horizons.
Still, it's just such a boring game.
No, this is fun. This is fun.
It's not fun. It's not. Being in debt.
Yeah, it is.
And building up an island.
Do you know what I think
is
really cheeky as fuck is I've got to pay him 98 grand, but I've paid off how much I've got 50 grand left to pay. But I've also got to help him find new places for the new islanders to live, get all the furniture for him, all out of my own fucking pocket. Cheeky twat. But I'll just love it. I just love it.
You know, I can imagine you at some point in the future just maxing out your credit card and going, oh, you know what? This is fun. This is just like Animal Crossing. I can do this.
I've still actually got 127 quid sat on my credit card. I'm paying it off when I get paid in a few days, but yeah, it's been sat there for a month. which is really fun.
Wow. When does the interest kick in?
I don't know. It's only £12.9.
Only £12.9. 12.9% interest.
I'm not asked.
Quite a large amount of interest to pay.
Not really.
If you don't pay. I think it's when, if you don't pay it within the month.
Well, I've paid some of it. I've paid some of it off, just not all.
Anyway, I think it's now time to wrap it up for this week. If you want to support the podcast, you can do by, clicking on the social media links in the podcast bio and the episode bio. You can also find us on TikTok at GTNALT_podcast, which has been fanned by Ellie and has a surge in views recently, somehow. But yeah, you can also support us on Patreon, which, again, I'm planning on getting rid of Patreon. So, actually, don't do it. Don't support us on Patreon.
Why are you getting rid of it?
I've not been able to update it.
Oh.
And I feel bad. I feel bad every week saying, you can support us on Patreon. When the last time I updated the Patreon was
I just blew my nose and I just feel like a load of exploding snot just came out. That's so fucking wow. That was something else.
Incredible. But yeah, we might launch the Patreon again in the future if the needs meet it. But for now, I think I'm just going to close it down. So thank you for everybody who has been supporting us on Patreon recently.
We love you, Steph. We do.
But yes, thank you everybody for listening, and we will see you all next week. Goodbye.
Au revoir. Peace out.
Oh, why did you not do your... No, did you not do your outro?
No.
Oh. Well, that's
never
a shame.
Never let them know your next move.
Okay.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.